Cyber Cities Module 8, Part 2, Virtual Communities. In this section, we investigate virtual or online communities. We begin by adding some additional information to our previous work on communities and then investigate the various forms of online communities. We ask the question, are they really communities? We conclude by looking at the future possibilities. Loss of community. Previously, we learned that some authors decried the loss of community, while others noted that the community was not dead, it was merely altered. Rumors of the death of community began back in the 30s with the publishing of seminal work in sociology by the Chicago sociologist Lewis Wirth entitled Urbanism as a Way of Life. In this work, Wirth set out to demonstrate that with increasing size, density, and heterogeneity, cities and their residents were losing much. In particular, there was a loss of community, decrease in primary relationships, and an increasing sense of anomie. Let's try to decode these last few phrases. First of all, heterogeneity is the opposite of homogeneity. Homogeneity. Think of homogenized milk. Milk that has been mixed so that the cream and the rest of the milk are mixed so thoroughly that the cream never rises to the top. That is, all the particles of homo milk are the same. So, heterogeneous must mean that the particles are different. Applied to a city, this means that the people are different. Remember that Wirth was writing in Chicago in the early part of the last century. That was a time of tremendous immigration to Chicago. Chicago was changing. New nationalities and ethnic areas of the city were being developed. It was a time of rapid change. The old rules no longer seem to apply. What does Wirth mean by a decrease in primary relationships? Let's consider that we have two types of relationship in our lives, primary and secondary. In primary relationships, we have close ties in each other. We know more about the other individual. They are a whole person. A secondary relationship is, on the other hand, one in which we interact with an individual on one plane. Most of our relationships are secondary. We purchase items from a clerk in the retail store. We discuss the purchase with the clerk. We interact with the clerk, but we know very little about the clerk, other than his or her knowledge of the item that we are about to purchase. This is a secondary relationship. Now consider the interaction that we might have with a close friend or a relative. While a particular exchange may highlight only one aspect of the relationship, our knowledge of the person goes far beyond that single instance. In other cases, we are pretty good at predicting responses. We say that we know the person. So Wirth bemoans the fact that primary relationships are decreasing.